Definitely not. And he's a name who seemed to be coming up in trade rumors through the summer and even last season. And it's a player that, you know, from an analytical point of view, really does a lot of the things that are positive. And to see his name floated as maybe somebody that you move out to try to address other team needs, you definitely create a bigger hole without Ehlers than you can ever fill with what you'd get in return, most likely. Mm-hmm. When we look at the play that he's had so far this year, it's only Scheifele who seems to be driving play better than Ehlers on the team. Again, you know, sort of team-wide, there are issues. But Scheifele right now, he plots as kind of a fun player in that a lot of quality against when he's on the ice. But for Scheifele, he's driving the highest rate of quality for. He's above league average. So, you know, kind of what you're hoping an offensive player can do. Ehlers is second. And so the two, those two players are definitely driving the offensive load for the team in terms of getting quality. They're well above their teammates in the rate that they're creating. They're allowing too much against, but that's a team-wide issue. So, yeah, I think Ehlers is the kind of person who, for whatever reason, doesn't always get painted as the kind of really impactful and positive offensive player he is, but he definitely is. And, you know, I'm glad that the Jets didn't make a mistake by, you know, using him as a piece to move elsewhere. He's the kind of person they should be building around and ultimately could be that person, you know, with his own line, maybe a third line with Scheifele, Wheeler, Ehlers as the centerpieces on three lines. With an offense like that, there's almost no team in the NHL that would be able to go that deep and prevent them from getting their opportunities to score.